Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, letters, a Shatner video, and Dr. Rick's book. It's on the way in just a minute.
Aber was ich noch erzählen wollte, meine Nichte kämpft sich ja ganz schön durchs Studium. Semesterbeitrag, Laptop, Bücher, Software, Handy, Internet. Ey, so ein Master ist echt teuer.
Ach, sag ihr, sie kann sich das zurückholen.
Ja, du meinst von der Steuer absetzen, ne? Aber sie verdient ja nicht.
Egal, Zauberwort Verlustvortrag. Macht sie ganz einfach mit Wieso Steuer. Und wenn sie dann arbeitet, heißt es Katsching.
Das geht?
Safe, Wieso Steuer.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück.
Jetzt kostenlos ausprobieren.
Rocks. Of the Christy Lee Moon. We'd love to spoon to your keister will croon love's tune. We just spoon when it's out in full bloom. It'd be so neat to see your seat and be cuddling soon with the Christy Lee Moon. Christie's glue, her tight tights are the loveliest fruit, the sweetest. They're so darn cute, so gosh darn cute. When she's wearing her birthday suit, darling, please, oh darlings, don't you torture and tease, torture and tease. Your rump's so grand, we've got big plans to be landing there soon. On the Christy Lee Moon. We'd love to see your hiney in the sky so bright and shiny, like a beautiful ash-shaped balloon. On the Christy Lee Moon. Christy Lee's Moon.
Bravo. Wow. Very nice.
Oh, isn't that nice?
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
We have lots of letters here. We received them from you by going to bobandtom@bobandtom.com. For starters, we had a news story yesterday about the actor William Shatner spotted driving somewhere in Los Angeles while eating a bowl of cereal.
Mm-hmm.
And got a couple letters about that. And then I've got a maybe an update.
Okay.
I saw the picture of William Shatner sitting at a light eating cereal. Many years ago, one of my coworkers was driving her car eating cereal and got in a huge wreck.
Oh, man.
Plenty of idiots around, he says. Now,
But did the cereal cause the wreck? Probably not.
I'm assuming hands off the wheel. You got to have one hand holding the bowl, one hand holding the spoon. The rumor is that was a Super Bowl commercial being filmed.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Yeah, that may be why that picture leaked out.
Huh.
So, that would make sense. I don't know what.
Other than it seems kind of late to be filming a Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah, it does seem a little late.
Yeah, okay. This is about, yeah.
Or maybe the picture's old. We don't know when it was taken.
Time will tell.
Yeah.
Right.
So who knows? But that is the rumor. That is what I have been told.
Now, that has long been your favorite part of the ending of the National Football League season. Oh. Often one of the greatest games ever played, the Super Bowl. And you don't really care to watch the action on the field.
It depends who's playing. But I do enjoy the commercials very much. Speaking of the commercials, I got this book yesterday from Dr. Rick himself. Dr. Rick, this is the Dr. Rick Will See You Now, A Guide to Unbecoming Your Parents, of course, from the famous Progressive insurance commercials, and as portrayed by the actor Bill Glass, who we spoke to last week. But this is a terrific book. I don't know if this is available yet. This may be an advanced copy because Rick.
No, it was a promotional item they made. And that's all.
That's a collector's item.
Yeah, he said he can't get.
Oh.
He hasn't been able to get them to make more yet.
But they're very funny. We'll do a reading from this book coming up a little bit later on.
They would be an amazing gift for that special someone.
Yeah. Back to the mailbag, Josh. You got something over there?
Sure. Yeah. Good morning, Idiot Circus and Christy.
Ah.
Says Teresa. Last night I was at Nationwide Arena. You know who plays there?
The Columbus Blue Jackets.
That's right, Chickster.
Yep.
And during a TV timeout, what pops up on the video board but clips from the film Mamma Mia.
Yes.
No kidding.
The joyous sounds of Dancing Queen filled nationwide. They flipped back and forth from the movie to crowd members dancing. Everyone seemed to just love it.
Yeah, Tom.
Now, Tom, we know you wouldn't like it, but you would like that they also had a mini blimp dropping prize.
All is forgiven.
Yep. Now, she has, for you Wordle players out there, she has bonus info. A great starting Wordle word is rents, R-E-N-T-S. She says it has 5 of the 6 Wheel of Fortune starter letters, and it ends with S, so you know immediately if the world is plural.
None of them.
Do you guys
plural.
Buy any of that?
No.
Maybe a little. I think it's. I don't know if it's a rule or not, but yeah, they don't use plurals. I guess.
All right.
Very rarely will a word end in S.
Okay.
In the game Wordle.
Gotcha.
Did you see where the New York Times has now released a game for 2 people to play together?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
It's called Divorce.
I couldn't find any more. It was in my news this morning, and I couldn't find. I didn't have time to really.
I know that Wordle and Connections have taken over my life.
Yeah.
And they're incredibly popular.
Well, now you can play with Kelly, a game the two of you together.
Yeah, she kind of gave up on Wordle, and then we have a group here in the building that plays Connections, but a couple people have dropped out because they get so angry about some of the.
Some of the Connections. It seems like every morning it's. These are magazines plus a letter.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Or the middle syllable, if turned around backwards, is a chemical compound. They get ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
So Wordle has about 2 million players a day. Isn't that something?
That is something.
That's a micro percentage of people.
That's still a pretty good number.
Yeah, 2 million. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's a lot of fun. But I would not recommend that word, actually. As a starter word, but that's a different story. You got a letter over there, Chick?
Dear Bob and Tom Show, hey, Mike says from Midland, Texas.
Hey, Mike.
How about the Bob and Tom Book Club? He has some suggestions.
Okay, let's hear them.
I am appointing myself the president of the Bob and Tom Book Club.
All right, Mike.
Our first book, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh, that's a good one.
First meeting will be this Sunday at 2 o'clock.
Never read that
You've
one.
You've never read that?
No.
2 o'clock Eastern. Bring a folding chair and a bag of Funyuns.
Hope you like motorcycles.
There you go.
How
about that?
Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance.
That's a good one, too.
Would you participate in the book club?
Right now, I don't have time.
Not even by Zoom? Or
I'm not going to get a chance to read that book by Friday. Or whatever the first meeting is.
Twilight in Paris.
Yesterday, Dear Bob and Tom Show writes Roland from Idaho.
Roland.
Tom mentioned that when he was working one summer, one of the guys was a wannabe mortician, and he had the vanity plate casket. That is true. I just retired from the funeral industry. I have the personalized plate. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
M-B-A-L-M-R.
Oh, embalmer?
Mm. Embalmer.
All right.
Yikes. Okay, well, thanks, Roland, and hope you get some skiing in Idaho this year.
I have a letter from Idaho.
Oh.
VIP member for about 106 years. Well, thank you, Grant.
Wow.
Says, hey, Mike, Mark, and the rest of you, or whoever reads this, the reason I put this for Christy is she likes sappy stuff, and she loves Boise. Both true. First date was a blind date set up by a friend. We went to the zoo. Bird pooped on my date. We've been married 41 years and still going strong. See, that's kind of a sweet story.
I poop
story.
On her birthday.
Oh, God.
As a reminder, every anniversary.
She loves it. She loves it.
I tried, Grant.
When she turned 50, it was rough. I was very ill.
He says, thanks all for doing what you do, and much love from the great state of Idaho.
I got one kind of similar, actually.
Yeah? Pooping?
From Bowling Green, Kentucky. From Brad, my first date was set up by a coworker. We went water skiing.
Whoa.
It was her dad's boat. I had never been water skiing before, but on the third try, I got up and was cruising around the lake. Well, that's great.
That is great.
Getting up that quickly. He goes, she swung wide. I ended up going through a 50-foot patch of cattails.
What?
Sticking out of the water. slicing my legs.
Oh. Yeah, I bet.
Because I didn't let go of the rope.
No, never let go of the rope.
By the way, last August, our 50th anniversary.
Aww.
Brad, you're the man. Wow. Now you should maybe do a little water skiing for your next anniversary.
I wonder if they still ski.
I don't know.
I hope so.
I bet neither one of them could describe the other one to anybody. I have no idea what she looks like.
What are you talking about?
50 years. Come on. They lead separate lives. 50 years?
Brad,
are you kidding me?
Brad, I'm so sorry.
It wouldn't occur to me to drop the rope in those cattails either.
No, you'd hold on.
I'd be like, just get me out of these.
Life.
Yeah.
Are you water ski?
No, we don't really.
Have you ever? It's fun.
Yeah, when we were kids, we used to.
Tube? You like to tube?
Yeah, that's a lot of fun.
You know, I tubed 2 years ago, and I went, I think this is my last time tubing.
Okay. All right.
Beat you up a little bit.
Well, when your older brother also is driving the boat.
Oh, yeah.
It was his goal, and he told me, he goes, my goal is to make you barrel roll for half a mile.
Oh. Boy, and once you start barrel, there's no stopping.
There are certain things you can put a date on. You know, for example, more or less, when did school pictures go from black and white to color? There's also something in that realm of tubing.
Mm.
The first time I did it, it was a truck tire tube.
Sure.
And the disadvantage of that, Christy, was?
This is a big thing that sticks out.
So painful.
Yes.
Yeah.
You wanted to make sure you were nowhere near that.
Yeah, which was impossible.
Yeah.
And there was no way to affix the tube. You had to hold on to it, mm-hmm. hold on to the line going to the boat.
Sure.
But now the technology. We had one called the bullet.
Yes.
Which was it looked like a bullet. And it was great for tubing.
And they had handles inside.
Yeah. Tubing technologies.
Have you tried the surfing? The surfing behind the boats? Have you seen that?
Wakeboarding?
No, it's actual surfing.
Yeah,
they call
that wakeboarding.
No, wakeboarding, they hold on. This is actual surfing.
Yeah, I've seen it. I haven't tried it, but
okay.
I'd be concerned about falling in and getting chewed up by the propeller. I assume you're far enough in back of the ship to...
A ship, but usually you're behind a boat.
I thought that'd be a great gag. I'm sure someone's done this. On a cruise ship, to have someone water skiing behind it.
Boy, I can't imagine.
It would be possible to do it. What you would do is you'd get on a regular water ski boat and be water skiing and then have the tow line coming from the stern of the ship.
You know.
And then you'd ski up to it, reach down, grab the line and...
You know how big those boats are.
Quite enough.
Yeah. They're going fast enough.
No, I think they might be going too fast. I don't know.
Oh, no, you can't go too fast.
You don't think so when you're water skiing?
Oh, no, the world record for water skiing is like 100 miles an hour.
I have to
look it up.
I think he's right. Yeah. Dear Bob and Tom Show, please bring back the segments, and I endorse this. The segment called Here's One of the Fattest Things I've Ever Done.
You know, there is a special thing in the works.
Yeah, I especially enjoy this feature.
There was a meeting last week about this.
There's got to be some updated fattest things you all have done recently.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually incorporated this into the caring of my two dogs, a golden and an Australian shepherd. It's up to me if they do a fattest thing. So I do put whipped cream on the bottom of their food bowl. Then put the food in, and then put whipped cream on the top.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
And they love it.
Now, when they come really away, do they have, like, a big foamy face?
No, they don't leave much in the bowl, buddy. They like the pup cup, but it's in their food bowl.
There you go.
Yeah.
And do you use the kind you spray on?
Yeah. It's the, I'm going to, I don't want to.
What is that?
Ready Whip?
Oh, really?
Ready Whip Sports Desk. Yeah. Why not?
And then which is the one? Which is the one in the bowl?
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I prefer.
Cool Whip comes whipped.
I'm with you, Josh.
I remember it was the commercial.
Right. Have you ever eaten a frozen Cool Whip, just that, out of the tub?
Yeah, yes. Not like a lot, but I was annoyed that I didn't know that it needed to thaw. So it was essentially like a scoop of ice cream on my pie.
And I think they have chocolate Cool Whip.
Yeah.
And they do. Because I know they have chocolate Ready Whip.
They do?
Yes.
Wow. Really?
Or this show is so full of knowledge.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Those are kind of the fattest things to be. Cool Whip right out of the tub? Why not? You ever eat Cool Whip out of the tub in the tub?
Oh, now that's living.
Got some absolutely got some smoky jazz and the candles and your Cool Whip. What do you think, Tom?
Oh yeah, you ever dip your fingers in it and just it's late at night?
We're still talking about Cool Whip, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Put your fingers.
Yeah, listen
in
to
it.
Cool in the Gang in the tub while listening to it.
So, and a slowed down version.
Or
celebrate
whip it good, by
good times.
Come on.
Yeah. And okay. Then put your fingers in it.
Well, I've got the music ready. If anybody does, anybody have fattest thing they've ever done?
Oh,
or should we wait and do the segment?
Yeah, you can
later?
Wait until it comes naturally, I guess. Or if you really want to play the song,
think.
You can.
Let me think.
No. I can't. Christy, can you think of anything?
Oh boy,
nothing that recently.
I'm sure I've shared this before. I do get Oreo cookies and cream.
Yeah.
And put more Oreos on top.
Wow.
A package of Oreos. Crush up like three or four and then throw them in on top.
I had a cheat day yesterday.
Oh, well, here, play the song.
I slept with my girlfriend's sister.
Well, it doesn't work.
Well, that's not
fun. No, I did.
Is she really fat?
I had Jet Pizza.
Yeah.
Was it the all corners one?
Yeah, eight of them. Four corners
four
doubled
corners
up.
Four corners or eight corners?
It's pretty good.
It's the best.
Yes, the best.
Jet's Pizza?
I'm not familiar with it.
I've never had a
fine pizza.
It is. Is
this cheese, extra seed, cheese,
is this a frozen pizza?
Sausage. No.
No.
Guy comes to your house.
Yeah, comes right to your place.
I wanted pizza last night so badly.
Oh, it was a fat thing.
Really?
Didn't have it.
Well, I remember one time at Jewelerette's in Harbor Springs. I had a thundercloud, a burger, and some fries. And for dessert, I had another order of fries.
Why not?
It was great.
And what was that, 50 years ago?
A while back, Jewelerette's is closed, but I do have one of their chairs in my basement. when they closed, I went. I wanted one for
why not
nostalgic sake. Josh, you have in your home, as I understand it, a booth.
Yeah,
in your kitchen,
diner booth. Yeah,
a diner booth. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I love it.
And it has been updated since I saw it because I believe you ordered one that was a little too small. The one I saw,
the table where I wanted the booth. Benches. Yeah. The table was a little too narrow. So, yes, I got another. And now that first table is now my laundry table downstairs.
Nice.
Do you have for example, a sugar holder like this, like you'd have at a diner? And
no, because I wouldn't use sugar like that, but I do.
Do you have a jukebox
occasionally
with that have on the
a
wall?
Tiny jukebox.
Do you really?
A Wi-Fi gifted to me by Ace Cosby.
Oh, how nice.
Yes, it's a Bluetooth speaker. It's a little tiny jukebox.
I used to have, and it's gotten lost in the shuffle. I had a Seberg wall box. Which is a working one of those that hooks up to a main jukebox. It goes right in the booth.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
It was a very cool thing.
I had an actual jukebox there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But it worked with CDs. Mm-hmm. But it was still kind of cool.
My grandparents had one that worked with the smaller records.
Yeah, the 45s.
Yeah.
Those are the classics.
Man, I wonder whatever happened to that thing.
And they've got you get to watch the apparatus move around.
Yeah.
And that's very cool. Well, here's the fat theme song in case we ever come up with something.
So fat, I'm so fat. I am the fattest, I am fat. Nobody's fatter than me. Nobody's fatter than me. All I do, I eat and jerk it and jerk it and eat. Take them panties off and put the salami on. Pack me with a breadstick. Pack me with a breadstick. Pack me with a breadstick. I'm so fat.
That never fails to make me laugh. Pack me with a breadstick.
That's a fat thing.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Westwood One Sports Talk. Start your day with Drake C. Toll.
The same guy who had the correct top three teams in the preseason, that's me, is going to give you the correct prediction for the big championship game for free.
Then Black and Abdallah.
What an incredible shot!
We've got college hoops, spring training, and everything happening in the NFL.
And Westwood One Sports Night.
Not even close to being tired right now on Westwood One Sports Night.
Westwood One Sports Talk. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.